Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, it's Victor calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Real good, you?
I'm doing pretty good myself. That's good to hear. Tell me, was there something in specific you wanted to go over with today?
So I've been having a little trouble not. So what's going on is like when I look up garage door service near me or whatever, I'm seeing all kinds of competition popping up. Which I understand, I need to be more active on my Google account, things like that, which I've been trying. We did add some pictures last week and, well, in the meantime, I had Yelp call me, and I got involved with them. I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. How do you feel about that?
Well, everything's situational, right? We usually don't know what works out for you until you try it,
Oh,
right?
okay.
So if you're trying out Yelp, I mean that's good by all means. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be completely honest. I would have preferred you do that approach with us for Yelp. We also manage Yelp as well. That way you
Oh,
have
you
everything under the same roof, right?
do. Okay.
But since you already did that, I mean, by all means, try it
Well,
out, check it out, see if it works.
Not real happy with it because they sent me, this was just 1 week ago. They charged me $100 and I've had three clicks, and that could have been my guys clicking because apparently it's per click. But so I called yesterday and I think I'm just gonna cancel the Yelp thing. And that's what I was calling you guys. I was like, how do you feel about that? I'd like to gain exposure. I don't, my competition's showing up before me. And here's what started this. I had a customer call, just happened to, someone word of mouth recommended us. And I try to ask every time. I'm like, well, how'd you find us? He's like, oh, he said word of mouth, but he said prior to that, I couldn't even find you guys. So that's what started this going down this road, and Yelp called, and then I got involved with them, and they charged me $100 for three clicks, and yeah, so here I am. I don't know what to do at this point. How do I get more exposure, I guess?
Oh, okay. Because if you want to add a product that can help with exposure, I would be recommending either Google Ads or Google Verified. Regarding how they work, both of them, regardless of your organic positioning, you're always going to show up in the first page, like first. Like if
Okay.
let's assume you're on the fifth page, last place, right?
Yeah.
So when somebody searches up anything related to garage doors or garage, you'd be showing up in the sponsored section, and the sponsored section is pretty much first place, right?
Okay.
It is possible for other people to be in the sponsored section too. You're just gonna be right there next to them. So
Okay.
you're always gonna show up in first place with either Google Ads or Google Verified. The only difference is that Google Ads is pay per click, right? So it doesn't matter if maybe the client didn't reach out to you. They could have just clicked on the ad itself, and you're already gonna pay for that click itself, right?
That's
Now,
crazy, huh?
Google Verified does work a bit differently. That one is not pay per click. For that one specifically, you pay for a valid client that's trying to reach out to you, right? So as long as it's somebody that is interested in your service, that's when you get charged for the lead itself. But if it's some sort of competitor, solicitor, they just clicked on it, or hell, they might be asking if you have work for them, right? If you could hire them. So
Right.
that wouldn't be charged.
Okay. Yeah, this is getting tough. I've been doing this a long time and I've never seen it. Well, what's going on is a lot of the contractors I used to hang doors for are now retired, so now I'm not as well known. You know what I mean? We got younger generation coming in, they don't know, especially in my area, it's a very fast growing, lot of new houses coming in, a lot of new, you know, people from out of state are moving here for some reason. So it's getting a little more difficult, but I guess my thing is I have new competition in town. Well, they say they're in town, but they're not. They're like, for instance, I just looked it up last night and the name of my town is Otsego. It says Otsego Garage Door. It's not even a legitimate business. You click on it and it sends you to Precision Garage Door, but long story short, it's getting, you know, dog eat dog. It's getting tough around here, and I don't know why that is. When I used to pretty much have this whole area pretty well locked down, and now my phone has just been dead. I'm, like, not getting any calls. It's that time of the year also, but I start looking online, and all I see is my competition. We're there. It's just not, we're not, you know, not on the first page by any means. So
and I see what you mean, and you said that was a Precision Garage Door, right?
Precision, yeah.
Yeah, I am seeing them online. But in the meantime, while you think about the Google Ads, Google Verified, I'm gonna go ahead and make posts a lot more frequently. That way, you start getting more visibility. We're gonna work on your visibility while you get everything situated over there with Yelp. Now we're gonna go ahead and do that. Also, I was gonna let you know if it's all right that we list you for 24 hours, right? The reason we'd be listing you for 24 hours in the meantime is to help with that exposure. So for example, whenever we do a post or whenever somebody searches, again, something related to garage doors, instead of you being tied to the 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and close Saturday and Sunday, you would still be showing up, right? So regardless, you're still going to be showing up. And if I'm completely honest with you, there's never, like, this is usually a strategy we implement, and there's never been an issue where where you guys have to clarify. It's like, oh no, we don't open at this time or this day, right?
Yeah.
Then you usually never have to clarify, but more than anything, this is to do that first contact with the client, right? Because usually the first contact is the hardest. Either they don't answer or they already found someone else, right?
Yeah. But
this is, again, to get you that exposure and to attempt to get that first contact with the client, right? Now, doing this, setting you up for the 24 hours and doing posts more frequently, we should definitely see a change. In the meantime, it is possible that you might not even have to get Google verified, right? And this could just work already and pretty much fix the issue for you. But Google Verified has been the product that's been the most successful with everybody.
Okay. I'm totally on board with changing that to 24 hours because my phone's always on anyway, and I do get calls on weekends, which I try to answer every call anyway. So yeah, I'm totally on board with that. And usually I can talk a customer through it, you know, like, you know, if it is a after hours call, you know, I'll explain, well, you know, there's an extra charge, and most people, it's just a garage door. You know what I mean? Most people are willing to wait till the next day or, but like you said, if I answer the phone, at least I got my foot in the door and they'll go with us typically.
Yep. And that's the goal, you know, more than anything, do that first contact. And, by doing all this, it's going to go hand in hand. It's definitely going to help you with that positioning. That way you start showing up right there next to Precision or even before them, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Go ahead and do that. Okay, so we're going to be focusing on that. In the meantime, let me go ahead and check Facebook right now, because Facebook, I'm seeing that you currently have it for direct calls. Now, usually, it's a little bit, not saying that a client wouldn't call you through Facebook, but it's harder for a client to call you. Usually, they're, I don't know, for some reason, they're just shy and don't want to do that direct call. Usually, they prefer sending a message or something. Would it be fine if we change it to form fill or even Messenger? But honestly, I would recommend more form fill, because that way, whenever they see the ad, they just fill up a brief form. They give you their name, their contact information, either a phone number, email. A lot of times, if like they really want the service, they might even provide you their address and what they want.
Okay.
That way you have a little bit more information to go with whenever a client's trying to reach out to you directly from Facebook.
Okay. And they will – now, it doesn't have a schedule where they schedule their own repair time or anything like that, do they?
Oh, no, no.
Okay. I've had that. My website guy set us up on some kind of thing where people could schedule services, and, yeah, it came back to bite me.
Okay,
one Monday morning that I was supposed to be on a job.
Don't worry about that. No, they wouldn't be scheduling. They'd just provide information or usually tell you what type of service they want, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty good about keeping up on the Facebook. I mean, as for messages or whatever, because I do have some doors on. Now, that's the other thing. I have doors on Marketplace. Some doors, like discounted doors that I need to get rid of. But I use my wife's Marketplace. Do you know if there's a way I can use the D&D Garage Door Facebook page to advertise some doors? Or do you know anything about that?
Oh, since it's a business page, I wouldn't be 100% sure about that, but okay. I could definitely find that out and follow up with you in a bit later today, just to make sure, see how we could approach that aspect, and see if it's even possible with the business page, because honestly, I really don't know. I know you could definitely do it from a personal page, right, but not sure if you could do it from the business page.
Okay, I didn't see even a spot, you know, a Marketplace icon or whatever, so maybe I can't. And I know Facebook is a little finicky, like, so I'm on some garage door sites. I don't have a personal Facebook for myself. I just I got enough going on, so I use my wife's Facebook, I'm on a couple garage door sites on her Facebook, and someone mentioned that they needed service in the next town over, so I commented back, you know, call Dan at D&D Garage Door, blah, 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 and it red flagged it and threw it out, Facebook did, so I don't know what that was all about, but I know you guys don't control that, so.
Okay, I see what you mean. Was also checking your website. Just make sure that it has everything that's there to help us out with the ranking and everything. Like, for example, right now, I was checking it out, and the website doesn't have, like, it doesn't have any link to either your Facebook or to your, well, to the Google business profile page. It just has the review section, right?
Okay.
But anywhere else, I'm not seeing, like, there's no other, like, it does say you're in Google, Better Business Bureau, Facebook. But let me... Oh, okay, no, never mind. Those are links. I would just suggest to have that a little bit more visible. Like, for example, on the... Let me see, was it on the service or contact us? It's on the contact us. It's all the way on the bottom. And it just looks like letters. Like, it says Google Plus, Better Business Bureau, Garage Door Handbook.com, and Facebook. I would recommend for you to have that on the first page, like on the landing page.
Okay.
And if possible, like, maybe even a logo, something that doesn't just look like letters, right? Because okay. In this case, it just looks like letters. And yes, it's a link, which is great, but we want to make that link a little bit more visible, right? Because if somebody finds you through your website first instead of Google, like, for example, right now I'm searching up garage door services, right? Austin. Mm-hmm. But instead of seeing the business profile pages, I'm seeing the websites, right? So I'm seeing Precision Garage Door, their website, Folly Door, their website.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're here, but you're a little bit in the lower section, right?
Yeah.
And then even your Facebook shows up before your website. So it's just go over with your website guy and make sure that, like, the website has everything it needs to help you rank on Google.
Okay.
See if there is any adjustments that you could do with him. And, pretty much that's it for changes on the website itself, right?
He wants to take over your job.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once I told him that I was hooked up with you guys, he was like, what? He goes, that's what I can do for you.
I mean, I don't want to step on any toes, and by all means, I don't want to talk bad about people, but if we're not website specialists, right? We do websites. We make sure the website has everything it needs to help you rank.
Mm-hmm.
I am by all means not going to say we could do a prettier website. I can tell you that we could do a website that works way better than what he's doing. Right?
Really?
Because again, we don't focus on the website. At the end of the day, whenever you have services with us, the website, we do it as a courtesy, and we do it as something to help you rank on Google, right? So we want it to work. We want it to show up, be visible, and for it to have what it needs for you to rank on Google and, you know, show up easier there. Because again, at the end of the day, all the information needs to be consistent everywhere. So if at any moment there needs to be a change, either add or take away some sort of information, well, we make sure that gets changed all around. In this case, I mean, like, you can't even see the website anywhere whenever you search garage door service in Austigo, right? So all I can say is, I mean, he's definitely doing something wrong or something. I really wouldn't know the specifics. In regards to website, I always make sure that we go directly to our web developer and for her to help us out with that, right? I'm not a website specialist myself. That's why we have our web developer. But okay. Something's not helping out with the ranking specifically on the website, right? But okay. I mean, by all means, check it out with him. See if there's any changes you could implement there, and just make sure that the information is consistent to what we have on Google.
Well, I am. If you guys provide it at this cost that I'm already paying you, I'm 100% on board to see what you have to offer, I guess. I'm happy with the website he generated. It looks good. I've had compliments on it. But if he's not helping me, you know, he's definitely not helping me with any, it's not gaining me exposure, and I'm paying him and you. You know, it just makes sense to put all my eggs in one basket if you say that that could benefit our exposure, I guess.
And like I said, there's no additional cost. If you want, we could start working on that right away.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Really quick question. Do you own that domain, or is he just, like, you're paying him, like, the monthly fee?
I'm paying him a monthly fee, so I'm sure I'm going to use or lose the domain, right? As soon as I tell him I don't want this anymore.
Most likely you are. Hopefully he doesn't get a little bit salty about it, right?
He did when I told him I hooked up with you guys. Yeah, he got... He wasn't very happy. So I'm guessing he's going to take it.
Well, either way, just try it, because when somebody manages your website, there's always the option to buy the domain. See how much he charges, or if he even gives you that option, right? Okay. Of course, at the end of the day, you could always lie to him and just say you're doing everything. Retiring. You're doing everything in house or something. But that's completely up to you. Unfortunately, we do have issues where people just do get a little bit salty about it, and they just get like a little greedy or refuse to provide certain things. We're not like that. At least, for example, with us, let's say you decide to cancel services with us, right? At the end of the day, everything is yours. You're the proprietor of everything. We make sure you have access to everything. For example, on the website, let's say we create the website, we do give you that option to buy the domain, right? So that way you don't lose the domain specifically. But by all means, check it out with him. See if it's possible to buy the domain from him. Either way, if anything, just let me know regarding that. That way,
because you guys can't generate a new domain like a .com or .net.
Oh no, yes, of course we can. If you really want the domain you already have, then by all means you could try that. But yeah, we could generate it, see what's available, and I could follow up with you to see what's available.
Yeah, let's do that. People aren't memorizing like dndgaragedoor.org. You know, they're what do I want to say? It's, you know, that's not like a phone number where people I don't think that dndgaragedoor.org even matters so much. You know what I mean? Once I think the way people are finding us, or they were, is just simply by going on Google and punching in garage door service near me, or in Plainwell or Otsego, or, you know, so I guess I'm not concerned about the domain. If we have to change it, it's not going to affect my business.
Okay, no worries. But we'll just go ahead and look for a new domain. I'll follow up with you with a couple of options.
Okay.
Do you want to keep it the same D&D garage door?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, I'll go ahead and check it out. That way I don't have you waiting on the line too much for that. I'll give you a call back later. I'll send you a little text message. That way, you know, I'll be reaching out.
Okay.
But I'll definitely follow up with the website, because we usually always have a couple of options, right? That way we see which one's best. Hopefully we do have a .com available, because, I mean, that's pretty common, right?
Yeah.
We'll set that up.
Even if, you know, you had to add something like LLC or, you know, D&D, well, you guys will figure that out, dndgaragedoorllc.org or something like that, but,
Alrighty, in that case, no worries. I'll make sure I provide you all the options.
Okay.
We'll definitely make that adjustment. No worries. That's the least of the worries. The domain. There's only a way we could do that.
I just know he like I said, he got bitter last time I mentioned that I hooked up with you guys with advertising. He's like, is that even a real business? You know, I'm like, honestly, I'm happy with you guys. I mean, I appreciate you checking in with me from time to time, because, you know, you called a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I noticed you're slipping down the line a little bit. You need to add more pictures. And I appreciate the reminders on that, because I get busy and don't think about it. You know, and now we're like, my phone is dead, but it's that time of the year. I don't know if it's the war going on. I don't know what's going on, but.
No worries. I mean, a lot of times it could always be a little bit of everything. And it is common to get into speed bumps every now and then. We just have to be consistent, persistent, and we'll make sure we get everything done, right? No worries. With the pictures you uploaded, we'll go ahead and make those changes. I mean, we even already have you on Apple Maps and everything, so.
Yep, I saw that.
We'll start working on the website. I already implemented a couple of changes. I just have to wait on the 24-hour thing. And, let's just give it some time. I'll follow up with you in a bit with the website, and that way you could choose what domain you want.
Okay. In the meantime, I think I'm going to stop Yelp, I think. I don't know what you think about. I mean, I was always on their free, you know, listing or whatever, but now I'm on a pay-per-click kind of thing, and I had 3 clicks, and they charged me $100. I'm not – that's not going to fly, because what happens when I get 20 clicks, you know, it's going to get very expensive. They did knock me down to $5 a day. I don't know what that means. Does it just shut off once I reach that $5 a day? I don't know. I was upset. Not, like, you know, cuffing at him or anything, but – it was kind of one of those, like, 3 clicks. I think that was my guys, because I told them we fell down on the list somehow, so my guys all brought it up on their phones. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm paying for my guys to look me up. But,
yeah.
Long story short, should I get rid of Yelp, the pay-per-click thing, do you think? Or?
I mean, honestly, if you're going to get a pay-per-click, might as well get that on Google, since that's where you want your exposure.
I agree.
Yeah,
okay. I'll look into that.
Yelp is just a completely different platform with different people, right?
Yeah.
It's usually either or. Either people look on Google or they look at Yelp, because Yelp is a specific platform. It's like going to Facebook instead of Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So.
But I've talked to a few people, I mean, mainly family members and my guys. All of them didn't even know. They think Yelp is for restaurants. So no one that I know of uses Yelp as a search engine. They're, you know, everyone uses Google. Yeah, it's just, so I don't think Yelp is the right choice.
Yeah, Google usually is just more like the universal, whatever. Like everybody uses Google. Google Maps,
yeah.
Google everything, right?
Yeah, and it comes right on your phone.
It's the easiest and the most accessible, so pretty much I would recommend just to focus on Google for now. Again, I mean, regardless, we're promoting you on Yelp. Like, for example, when we make the website, we'll make sure there's like a little logo section with all your socials. That way people know you're there, right?
Yeah. What else? Okay, one more. So, you know how you guys provided me with a calling service? That's right. Yelp told me that was a bad idea because my phone number is important as well to be online, but they said it was a bad idea to have 2 different phone numbers out there. You guys provided me with a 269-203-something. But I think I'll just leave that because I do like that phone service.
I mean, we haven't had issues with it as of yet regarding the call tracker itself. On the contrary, it helps out filter, like, unnecessary calls. I mean, a lot of them still go through, right? But taking that away, it's like it's even worse. You get solicitor calls, robotic calls, just calls unrelated to work, and this helps out a lot. Not just filtering, but at least all the calls are recorded for whatever reason you might need, right? Either you forget what was said within the call, or I did have an issue with a client recently where he had to dispute something with one of his clients, and he had the call to back himself up, right? So everything was in the call, and I mean, you never know what you can need the recording for.
Yeah, no, I do like that feature. I just didn't know. He said it was a bad idea having, you know, 2 different phone numbers out there, but it's been long enough now where I think Yeah, I'm going to leave that. One other thing, I was thinking if I go, so I've always been the one handling the phones. That 230 number that you hooked me up with goes right to my cell phone, which is great. But what if I leave town and I'm thinking about getting a secondary phone? I just call you guys and you can transfer your number to that new phone, or how do I'd like to have a backup phone where I can just leave my guys with a phone, like, here, I'll be back next week kind of thing.
Yep.
Is that possible?
Of course. Just let us know what phone number you want us to route it to. And,
okay.
Yeah, we can make that change at any moment.
Okay. I didn't know how that worked. If I do it online or you guys, or do through the phone, or you guys take care of it. But, okay. That'll work.
Yeah, but that, you don't have to worry. We could do it as many times as you want. Just let us know. We'll reroute it to that one. Then whenever you want us to reroute it back to the normal one, we'll do that.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, that'll work. I think that's everything I had right now. I'm going to try to get rid of a thing for Yelp. You know how that goes. Sometimes you got to twist arms to get them to stop taking your money.
Yeah, just be careful, because usually Yelp, they do contracts. You didn't do a contract with them.
Not that I'm aware of. No, I remember they said no contracts.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah, but you know how that goes. I didn't get an email. I didn't sign anything. No, there was nothing involved there. So, worst case, I'll cancel my credit card if I had to. Well, you guys are linked to that one too, though. But
no worries. At the end of the day, that's all information we could change. Just be careful. Companies usually, they have hidden fees, or for some reason they just don't want to let go.
Yeah, well, I thought Yelp was a, I guess I just misunderstood. I thought they made it sound like I was going to be on the top of the Google page, but turns out it's got to have that little flower or whatever. You know what I mean? They're not Google. I know that, but it's not what I expected, especially 3 clicks later, I get charged $100. I can't, jeez, I'd go broke. You know,
yeah, for just 3 clicks, that's, and then again, it's not even giving you the exposure you want.
No, and as far as I know, I didn't even get any business off these 3 clicks, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't agree with it. I don't care for the whole per click thing anyway. I think it's ridiculous, but I get it. It's the way it works. Even Google, I don't agree with that, because who's to say, you know, it's, again, my guys, my kids, it could be my competition, it could be anybody just clicking.
Yeah, that's, unfortunately, that's the way the pay-per-click way works. That honestly, that's why we always recommend and go with the Google Verified, because at least that way you know it's, at least it's an interested client in your service, right? And that's something we can guarantee, that the client does want your service instead of just someone clicking and just seeing, right? Because at the end of the day, a lot of people, that's what they do. They just window shop. They see what they want to see and they get out of it.
Okay. What's that? I remember the Google Verified, I think it was $200 and some to get going with it.
So with the Google Verified, it varies, right? It does base itself on a budget. So, for example, let's say your budget is $300. If 1 month you didn't get any lead, well, you wouldn't be paying at all, right? Since you still have the full budget, it's not like you're paying monthly every single time. If you just get one lead, well, you just pay for that one lead. But first, we have to see how it works in your area. So we wouldn't just be telling you, you know what, Dan, give me $500 here for your budget, and then we'll make it work, right? We have to see how it works. We don't want you just paying too much or paying too little. After we get all the information that we need on the Google Verified, we make a couple of tests. We see how the ads behave in your area, because every person is different. Every business is different. So, for example, in your case, for specifically the service of garage doors, and in your location, we check how it behaves. We check usually what's the range. Like, for example, an estimated range for budget on your area is like anywhere from $312 to $468, right? So first, we check that out. We see what works best. We see how it behaves. Then after that, I'd be following up with you and let you know if, like, hey, you know what? This is, based on all the data we collected, this is the best budget for you, right? Let's say I say 300, and that's too much for you, right? We could hold off on the payment, or we could even do a little bit less. And then again, with a little bit less, if we see that the budget runs out fast, then that means it's working. You are getting those leads, and then we could see about a potential increase, right? But first, we have to see how everything behaves. We have to collect data, and then we'd be following up. Everything is what you could do too, right? So we're not gonna force you to pay something you can't. So at the end of the day, we could always hold off and move on from there.
Okay. All right. Let me think on that one. Yeah, I guess that is for now. You mentioned making some changes and maybe working on that website. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, let's hold off on any upgrade for now. First, let's implement these changes. Like I said, at the end of the day, you might not even need them for to help you. So
right.
let's just wait. Let's see how everything behaves. Let's see how it works out with these changes once implemented, and we'll move on from there.
Sounds good.
I'm not sure if you have any other questions for me, Dan.
No, I did have a little trouble getting hold of you. I mean, you called me back today, which is good, but I just want to make sure I'm calling the right number. For some reason, it kept, every time I tried to call yesterday, the 877 number maybe, it was just disconnect. It disconnect, you know, so I had nowhere to.
Did it ring and disconnect? It's just disconnect.
Yeah, it would ring one time, it would pick up, and then it disconnect. So I did end up chatting with somebody. I don't know if it was AI or what it was, but, and then they must have let you know that you needed to contact me, but I didn't know if there's another phone number to call or what was going on. I tried it 3-4 times and it wouldn't go through.
Oh, wow, that's shit. I mean, it should be working. We haven't had any reports of that lately, but let me go ahead and check that out. What's your provider for your phone?
Verizon.
Okay, and you don't have no calling restrictions, nothing like that?
No. Let me make sure I called the right number here. Yesterday, it's 877-767-9357. Do you know?
Oh, okay. No, it's not that one. It should be the 877-635-6225.
That's where it is. 635-6225?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the number you called me on?
Yep. 877-635-6225. That's the phone number.
Okay. I'll make sure I save it this time. I didn't have it in my phone. I just went up on your website and got that number, which I don't even know what that goes to. That's where the problem.
And then once you call too, you do have the option to put an extension. My extension is 8366.
8366. Got it.
If you want, yep. Either way, I'll send you a little text message. That way you have it there in hand.
Perfect.
Also, you could send me text messages to that same phone number, and I'll be receiving them directly. I know a lot of times you're busy, so you can send a little text message, and we could schedule something, or maybe if it's just a brief doubt or something, we could view it over a text message, too.
Okay. Do I send, like, any pictures of new jobs or whatever? Do I send them to you, or do I log into my Google?
Honestly, neither, right? I would always recommend for you to go inside the app itself and upload them directly there. If you send them to me through text message, the picture might get distorted. If you send it through email, the quality lowers a bit. And if you upload them directly through Google, it's just a little bit more of a hassle. I mean, we can still do it, no worries. But if you upload them directly through the app, we do have something implemented where the pictures are better in quality. And we use it all around, right? Now that we're going to be implementing the website, we'll do it on the website, Facebook, and Google. So pretty much you just upload in one place, and we'll make sure it gets everywhere.
Okay. I'll make sure I do that. I've been having my daughter put them on the Google page or website or whatever. So, I gotcha. No, I'll make sure she gets this app. But we can have more than one user, right?
Okay, so for the app, as a user, like the app itself on the phone, it should only and can only be you.
Okay.
But if she's going to be helping you out, just have her log into the dashboard, which is it works exactly the same as the app.
Okay.
But without those restrictions, right? Let me go ahead and send you the login credentials for those.
So my daughter helps in the office, and again, a lot of times I'm very busy, so my guys will take pictures, they'll send them to her, and then she handles it from there. So I'll make sure she gets on your dashboard.
Okay, I'm going to send it to text message, so it's easier for you.
I got to make sure I have my login info.
Yeah, but I just went ahead and sent you the little text message.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it. It's the link, the username, the phone number, and password, my ads. That was
perfect. Awesome.
Okay, so the only thing pending is that with the website that we see what domain's available. I'll be following up with you later today. Would you prefer a call or me sending you a text message?
You can just text me. I'll try to make sure I get to it.
Okay, definitely no worries in that case. I'll go ahead and hit you up a little bit later, and we'll be the domain together.
Okay, sounds good.
No, definitely done. Appreciate you taking my call, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Well, stay safe out there. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you. Yeah.